Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we will be taking a deep dive into Brexit over the next few days after the UK Parliament voted yesterday to send the issue back to the people in the form of a general election this December. So stay tuned for that. But there is a lot of other news to get to right now, starting with what's happening in Washington. Two more Foreign Service officers testify on Capitol Hill as part of the impeachment inquiry today. Their testimony coming ahead of the House voting on an official impeachment resolution tomorrow. That would expand the scope of the investigation and set up a process for public hearings. The White House has protested the impeachment proceedings, calling them a sham and a scam. We're joined now by NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
So tell us more about these two officers who are testifying today, Chris Anderson and Catherine Croft. NPR, it sounds like, has already obtained their opening statements.
Correct. Yes, we got those opening statements, and they are both former State Department officials who have worked on diplomatic issues for Ukraine. And they're detailing their experiences working alongside other witnesses who have already testified in this inquiry, such as Kurt Volker, who is a special envoy to Ukraine. For example, Croft is a former NSC director, and she said she was aware of efforts to push out Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch by a former lawmaker turned lobbyist, Robert Livingston. Croft, in her opening statement to House investigators, said she was told that Yovanovitch was considered a, quote, Obama holdover. She also said in her testimony that even though she was working at the highest levels of U.S. diplomacy with Ukraine, she didn't understand why U.S. military aid was being withheld from the country. And Anderson, in particular, will tell lawmakers that State Department officials were stopped by the White House from issuing a statement condemning Russia for escalation in the area. He's also expected to tell investigators that Trump personal attorney Rudy Giuliani was conducting shadow foreign policy efforts in Ukraine.
Okay, so we will wait to see what more we learn about that today. It seems like the way these testimonies are working out, we find out more details even late into the evening.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about what we learned yesterday. We had testimony from someone who was actually listening in on the July phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president. That would be Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who's a Ukraine expert on the National Security Council. And he said that the transcript the White House released, that partial transcript of the phone call, was incomplete. Republican Scott Perry was at the deposition yesterday, and he confirmed what Vindman was saying in an interview today on Morning Edition.
He testified that in two occasions, the ellipses, the dot, 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 should have been some words. We annotated those on our copies of the call. I will tell you that that some people may see them as significant. I don't see them as significant.
Claudia, what do we know about what may have been omitted in what the White House released?
Yes. So according to details first reported by The New York Times, Vindman told House investigators that the partial transcript that was released by the White House was missing these key phrases. He said this included a Trump assertion of recordings of his political opponent and former Vice President Joe Biden. And also there was mention of Burisma Holdings, the energy company where Biden's son Hunter worked.
Now, Vindman did say that he is not the whistleblower whose complaint kicked off the impeachment inquiry, but Democrats and Republicans reportedly got into a heated debate about the whistleblower's identity during the Vindman deposition. What do we know about what happened?
Yes. So according to a report from CNN, it appears that there may have been this shouting match between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats accusing Republicans of trying to unmask this whistleblower who triggered this formal impeachment inquiry with the form of questions that they were delivering during testimony with Vindman. And so it just kind of it's a testament to how tense these hearings have been and concerns that this whistleblower will be outed.
Now, the House is going to vote on the impeachment resolution tomorrow. They are marking it up today. What can we expect tomorrow? And do you think that any Republicans will join Democrats in voting for it?
Right. So far, there is no word of any Republicans signing on support. They'll say something to the extent of, well, it's good that Democrats are considering opening up the process and transparency. However, I will not be supporting it. That's kind of the theme I've been hearing from Republicans I've been speaking to. But it should shape up to be a dramatic moment. Republicans have been asking for this vote on the House floor. And for weeks, Democrats waved off those demands. However, that all shifted quickly in recent days, signaling this inquiry is moving into a new public phase, complete with public hearings and witnesses. But I'm sure we'll hear plenty of opposition to this new move from Republicans, even though they had been calling for it.
That is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. And Robin, I will say, you know, we're dealing with some crazy politics over here in London, too. But some of the people here think that the politics in Washington are even crazier right now.
I have to check if Mercury is retrograde. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks.